Welcome to episode 908 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
As we open the Gospel of Mark, we immediately encounter a theme that pulses through its narrative like a heartbeat. Urgency. From the first chapter, Jesus' words and actions signal something new, something long-awaited, has burst onto the scene. It's not just coming soon. It's here now, and it demands a response. Let's start with the very first chapter of Mark, and look at verses 14 to 15. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." In these verses, Jesus begins his public ministry with both a declaration and a call to action. He announces, "The time is fulfilled," indicating that all the waiting, all the prophecies, and all the expectations of the ages are now coming to fruition. This isn't just another day in Galilee. This is the day that changes everything. The phrase, "the kingdom of God is at hand," underscores the immediacy of Jesus' message. The kingdom of God isn't presented as a distant reality, something to hope for in a far-off future. Instead, Jesus speaks of it as something in the present moment. It's accessible now, influencing lives now, transforming realities now. This proclamation isn't just an announcement, it's an invitation paired with a command. Jesus says, "Repent and believe in the gospel." To repent is a decisive, immediate action in response to a new reality. Believing in the gospel means trusting in this good news that Jesus brings. Not just intellectually agreeing with it, but staking your life on it, letting it redirect how you live from that moment forward. If the kingdom of God is truly at hand, how does that change things? What does it mean for us to repent and believe right now? Are there areas of life where we've been delaying change, waiting for a more convenient time? Jesus' call is urgent. He doesn't just suggest a leisurely reconsideration of our priorities. He demands immediate action because God's kingdom is here now. Think about the now of your life. Where is God calling you to a change of direction? How can you respond not tomorrow, not next week, but today? As we ponder these questions, let's allow the urgency of Jesus' message to penetrate our hearts and spur us into action. For the kingdom of God is not a distant dream. It is a present reality, and it calls for nothing less than everything right now. Mark chapter 1, verses 16 to 20. As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little farther, he saw James son of Zebedee and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men, and followed him. In these verses, the word "immediately" is crucial. It punctuates the disciples' response to Jesus' call. Simon, Andrew, James, and John are not just being invited to add something new to their lives. They are being called to leave their old lives behind. This isn't a gradual transition. It's abrupt, total, decisive. Their nets, the tools of their trade and their source of livelihood, are left behind. For James and John, even family ties are momentarily secondary to the urgency of following Jesus. This response to Jesus' call highlights a central truth about discipleship. It demands our all. The kingdom of God, already breaking into the world through Jesus' ministry, requires a new set of priorities. Everything else, careers, possessions, even family relationships, must take a back seat to the call of Jesus. Consider what nets you are holding on to. These could be anything from careers and relationships to habits and comforts that keep you from fully committing to follow Jesus. What does it mean for you to leave your nets? Think about the immediate actions that the disciples took. They didn't delay, they responded at once. Let's take a moment to identify specific nets in our lives that we need to leave behind in order to follow Jesus more fully. It could be a commitment that's taking you away from spending time in God's Word, a relationship that's drawing you away from Christ, or a pursuit that conflicts with your Christian values. What steps can you take today to respond to Jesus' call with the same immediacy as the first disciples? The disciples' immediate response to Jesus is not just a story from the past, it is a call to each of us today. The kingdom of God is at hand, and how we respond matters. May we have the courage and faith to respond immediately, putting Jesus first and following him with our whole hearts. Mark 5 verses 25 to 34. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" The woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." This story beautifully encapsulates the theme of urgency and the transformative power of faith in action. The woman, suffering for 12 years, represents a state of desperation and chronic pain. Yet her condition doesn't lead her to resignation. Instead, it drives her to a decisive, bold action. She believed that a mere touch of Jesus' garment would be enough to heal her, an act of faith that was both simple and profound. Notice the dynamics in this narrative. Despite the pressing crowd, the woman's action is deliberate and full of intention. This wasn't a passive hope. It was an active step of faith, moving her from the margins directly to the source of healing. Her faith, coupled with the urgency of her need, led to immediate and complete restoration. How often do we find ourselves in situations that seem hopeless or beyond change? Do we approach Jesus with the same conviction as the woman did? Her story challenges us to assess the quality of our faith and our willingness to take whatever steps necessary to reach out to Jesus in our times of need. Mark 13, verses 32 to 37. But about that day or hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard. Be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with their assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening, or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. In these verses, Jesus stresses the importance of vigilance and preparedness, using the analogy of a homeowner who might return at any unexpected moment. The command to watch is not merely a call to anticipate, but a directive to be actively engaged in the responsibilities entrusted to us. The sense of urgency is palpable, underscoring that the kingdom of God requires our immediate and sustained attention. This passage challenges us to consider our roles as servants who have been given tasks within God's kingdom. The homeowner's unexpected return is akin to Jesus' second coming, for which we must be prepared not by idly waiting, but by actively participating in God's work on earth. How are we living out our assigned tasks in anticipation of Jesus' return? Are there areas in our lives where complacency or idleness has set in? How does the urgency of Jesus' message in Mark influence our daily commitments and spiritual readiness? Identify one area of your life where you can increase your vigilance and dedication as you serve in God's kingdom. It might be deepening your prayer life, committing to community service, or strengthening relationships within your family or church. Whatever it is, let it be a conscious, deliberate choice to not let the Master find you sleeping. The Gospel of Mark calls us not to a passive waiting, but to an active, urgent engagement with the kingdom of God. Today, let us step out in faith, let go of our hesitations, and embrace the immediacy of God's kingdom. Let us be like those first disciples, immediately leaving behind whatever holds us back.
Father, grant us the courage to respond to your call with urgency. Help us to live each day with the conviction that your kingdom is here now and that we are active participants in its unfolding story. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest. Today.